Now, today's email comes from Margaret, and it reads, "Hello. At Holy Convocation, you said, 'not the Jewish God.' Can you elaborate on that? I understand the New Covenant, but isn't our God the God of Israel? I've been wondering what you meant and would like to learn more. Thank you, Margaret." Well, Margaret, listen, he is the God of Israel, but he's also our God too. He's not just the God of the Hebrew, but he's the God of all men. Remember, the Bible said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautifully situated, the joy of the whole world," the God of the whole world. God is the God of all. 7.3 billion people, he's the God of all. 330 million Americans, he's the God of all. Just as Ruth said to Naomi, "I will follow you and your God will become my God." Just like that, the God of Naomi became the God of the Moabite woman, Ruth. Just like God spoke to Joshua concerning Moses. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. But as I was with Moses, I will be to you." So the God of Moses became the God of Joshua. So God is not the God of one sect of people. God is the God of all who will call out to him with a sincere heart. And I hope that answered your question, my dear Margaret.